Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? We're back live, baby. It's episode 611. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. I feel like I need to tell you something.
Uh-oh. Yes, you do. Confess. Yeah. Confess to me.
Well, it's about you.
Okay.
I don't think you're well. I went into your bathroom to use your restroom just before the show started. And I'm not complaining. I'm just stating a fact. There's always pee in there.
Yeah.
In the bowl, in the toilet. It's not like on the floor or anything. It's where it's supposed to be.
Right.
But I understand, you know, money, not saying your money is tight, but, you know, you try to conserve water as much as possible and maybe not flush every time. I get it. I've done it before.
Yeah.
But the pee that I saw today was not a normal color. And I just want, I'm not a doctor, but I know what I saw. And what I saw was not a normal color of urine. And I just want to let you know, get checked.
Yeah. Okay. I will. I would like to bring up, though, that I'm not the only person in this house. So it could be a lot of things. I know that's a point of contention. And I got to be honest, I'm a little conflicted about it because I tend to follow the rule of if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Just because, you know, I appreciate the environment. I don't want to necessarily put anything in there and waste the water, which is probably, how much water could it possibly be saving,
right?
Number one. But it's just something I've done for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've carried over to this new place with my wife.
Yes. I don't think it's her. Let me tell you why. There is no tissue paper in the toilet bowl. So us ladies, the way that we kind of work, we have to wipe ourselves.
Right? Well,
you guys just flail it around.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'll tell you this too, that I am on another round of antibiotics.
That could affect it.
I think it might be that. Yeah, it's a little, it's a little like highlighter
color. Yeah. It was alarmingly bright, bright yellow.
Yeah.
I said, God, please drink some water. Please.
I do. I drank a big thing. Well, does tea count? Like unsweet brewed black tea?
I mean,
as water, it must.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it contains water. I don't know if it's the most hydrating thing.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know if tea is like also a diuretic, like the leaves, because like coffee isn't hydrating, but it's all water. And that used to confuse, how is this dehydrating me when I'm drinking water?
I heard that coffee counts as your water intake.
I mean, yeah, but there's something in coffee that makes it dehydrating. And I know this because I'm always like thirsty after I drink coffee.
Mm-hmm. It could be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But I do drink a lot of water. What about these seltzers? Bubble water.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look on the ingredient list, I bet the first one is water.
Yeah. Let's look. Ingredients: filtered carbonated water and natural flavors. Whatever that means.
I mean, sure. But all I know is what I saw, not normal.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention and the people who have joined us today. I am embarrassed by it, and I will do my best to change. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. You can subscribe now on YouTube as well, which I activated that. I guess what I'll do is just make the video come out earlier. Like same thing I do with Substack, which you get the audio only, uncensored full podcast if you sign up there. hmbradio.substack.com, or I think you just click the button if you're watching on YouTube, you can do that. It's a good way to support the show. We appreciate it. Man, a lot of stuff happened while we were gone. Number one, my computer finally took a big old poo-poo on me. So I had to bite the bullet and just buy basically a whole new system computer. But I was always nervous that it was going to happen during one of these. I mean, what's the worst? The worst that could happen is it just ends abruptly.
Sure.
But it's still like, oh,
a little
man.
Unsettling. Yes. Yeah.
So last Monday, I finally got the final blue screen of death and I just had to go ahead and initially tried to get it fixed, but still had the same problem. So I just had to buy a whole new PC, but it should be good for a year before it needs to be replaced again.
Give a warranty?
No warranty, okay. I don't think. I didn't even get a receipt for it, and I'm thinking about it. And I paid with gift cards, mostly. So, good? Yeah, it's a good, you know, back-end transaction, I think they call that. Somebody's getting effed.
Sure.
No, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. But it feels good to be back up and running and, you know, not worried about the incoming future. So I did have a few things. I don't know if we should talk about it now or maybe just do a story or two. And then I'm afraid I'm going to forget.
I'll remind you.
Okay.
Do you, you know what it is, right? Because I'm going to say, hey, we got to talk about that thing.
Yeah, a few things. I got kind of mentioned on the bone today.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. But maybe I'll save that for the bonus time. I did get an update on my health, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. I am on another round of 14 days of antibiotics.
Let me see.
For my eye. It looks a lot better than it did. It's still not great, but I don't know if you can see it there, but not good. Anyway, I got some sort of blocked tear duct, and I have to get a surgery on it, which I made the mistake of going on YouTube and looking up the procedure, and I was like, I wish I would not have done that.
Yeah. I did, and I was like, oh, I'm so glad that's on me.
Yeah, because they got to, like, drill through your face and put you to sleep and then run a cord through your eyeball or something. I'm sure it's fine, and, you know, they got it down to a science, obviously, but it's a little scary, number one, like, having to get put under anesthesia, and number two, your eye. Just the area, like, that. I don't want anything to happen to my eye.
Right.
It's really important that nothing happens to my eye, to me.
Yeah.
And I work in a business, like, my day job is, you know, sometimes it's a medical malpractice things that come through.
Oh, so you see a lot of that sort of stuff.
I see some things like that, where I'm like, I could lose an eye or die.
Yeah.
That is also, you know, sometimes you get put under and you don't wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually recently reading that case of that Florida doctor that took out some guy's liver instead of his spleen.
That's insane. How does that happen?
They don't look anything alike, by the way, as organs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, something could happen for sure.
Yeah, thank you. but also cost is a mitigating factor here. Now, I have that cost sharing. I don't have insurance, but I have medical cost sharing, so subscription fee essentially that I pay for.
Yeah.
And then if I need something, they will not pay for it, but give me the money to pay for it. So the doctor is charging $3,500 for her services. Okay. And then I have to go to a surgery center, not a hospital, like an outpatient. Yep. I guess you just get sent home the next day. And I got their quote, and it's $5,400. Hmm. So what is that? Quick math. That's $8,900.
Yeah.
Now, so about 9,000 bones.
Now, is that if you surgery. Go through insurance, if you don't go through
it's
insurance?
Not, it's cash pay. Yeah. So I don't, like I said, I don't have insurance. So I'm paying for it myself. Now we're hoping that maybe they'll give me a cash discount since I am paying, but I can't pay them until they reimburse me for it.
Right.
Does that make sense? So I'm not planning on paying until
you had this. What is this communism healthcare that you had? What was that?
Communism healthcare. That's the Sedera. It's called Sedera.
Yeah, but so it's not insurance, but it's like, what did you say? Community. What did you say?
It's medical cost sharing.
Cost sharing.
So I pay them like $350, or I don't. My employer pays them $350 a month. And if something happens to me, like I will say, when I got in a bike accident over Christmas, they did pay me money for that. And then I paid the hospital.
I see.
So they even paid for rehab for my shoulder.
Okay.
So they did give me.
So you put in like $300 and then they give you the rest, or?
Well, so, okay. So yeah. So there's a, it's by, they call it a need, not like a claim. Mm. So for every new event that takes place, they call it a need. So I have a $500, it's not a deductible, but it's a, they call it an IUA. It's the amount you need to contribute before they will come in and pay for the rest. Yes, essentially. Yeah, right. So it's, I pretty much already reached that with the two doctor's appointments and right. the prescriptions that I've had to get. I pretty much paid the $500.
And it's not a copay, it's a dopay.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yes, got exactly. it. So we'll see. I mean, I complained about a watery eye in 2024 to my doctor, and he was like, yeah, don't be surprised if they try to not pay on it. So we'll see.
Cool.
I'm about ready to go to battle with them. So we'll find out. But
Will Mangione is what I'm going to call this guy.
I don't know if I'll go that far, but you never know. I tell you, you never know. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. You know, I also, have you looked into like peptides at all? I know you're.
That's so funny that you said that.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys that I do jiu-jitsu with, the young guys, like 17, 18 years old, are on peptides.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't do any research beyond that, but I was like, is this like testosterone diet? Like, what is that?
So a peptide, I learned today.
It's like an amino acid, right? Like an amino acid.
Amino acid chain.
Yeah, I know
that's all it is. So they have this new one that actually Eli Lilly is trying to get the patent on, and it's one of the new, you know, like Ozempic is a GLP-1.
Sure.
This is a GLP-3, which works on three different receptors instead of just one. Oh,
yeah, like, or three different pathways or something.
Yeah, it's called Retretitude or Reta.
Yes, I've heard Mr. Dr. Mike Ishratel.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but...
Oh, I got to get you on this. Very well informed,
I'm sure.
He's awesome.
Well, anyway, so this is tech... You can get this drug. Like, my boss sent me a picture of his cousin or something, and he was asking if I've ever thought about it, because I'm dealing with my own weight issues over the past few years. And I was like, yeah, you know, I did consider it. I was considering doing the Ozempic thing, but kind of wussed out. Didn't get good feelings about it. He goes, well, check this out. And he showed me a picture of his kind of doughy, husky, chubby brother-in-law with the double chin. And in 2 months, the guy is totally ripped, like jacked. He's taken some other ones too, aside from that one.
He's also working out.
He's working out a lot. Yeah,
don't discount heavily, that part. Yeah.
But it's an amazing transformation in just a few months. So I'm like, man, I might try this out. This sounds pretty good. And I looked, and there's like a place in Largo Mall where you can get this, but it's like, you know, it's not FDA approved. So they kind of got to be like, hey, this is for not human consumption. It's for research purposes.
It's not FDA approved?
Wink. No, it's going through Eli Lilly's in court right now trying to get like it patented. So they have the rights to it. But it's just an amino acid chain. So I don't know how that's going to work. But so you can get it now. And I texted my doctor and I was like, hey, would you heard of this place? What do you think about this? And he goes, I don't know anything about that. Do not do it.
Really? Wait, this is your doctor?
Look, yeah.
This isn't the trizepatide, which I think is like model 2. I think this is model 3, right? Because my friend, I almost said her name. She's on like Mounjaro, which I think is like the trizepatide. They're all like weight loss stuff.
Yeah. GLP-1.
Girls looking fire. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, it works. I mean, my concern is what happens when you aren't taking it.
Oh, you get fat again.
Obviously. Maybe it's just you have to cycle it a few times a year or something.
No, I think you just literally get fat again.
Yeah, but then you take it again. And
yeah.
It works again. You gotta
But then you have to, then you're like gaining weight, losing weight. Think of it like birth control. Like if you stop taking birth control, it's not like there's a lingering effect.
Yeah.
You just now are fertile.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can't take it forever.
Oh, yes, you can.
I don't think so.
You can afford it.
You're supposed to. I don't think it's good for you. And that's probably what Eli Lilly will do,
worse,
too.
Though?
What do you mean? What's worse?
Like being...
The money or the fat?
No, just like being... Not saying you're super overweight, but being overweight is worse for your health, or is taking this drug worse for your health? And the answer is, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
So you are on the front lines of the R&D. let us know how it goes.
I'll tell you, I emailed because it's like you could just like make an account and then buy this stuff. And it just comes in like a vial. And I'm like, am I supposed to? I wanted my doctor to inject me if I do decide to do it, but I don't think he'll do that. Sounds like it's a no. From
him. You probably do it with your doctor the first time so that you know how to inject yourself.
Well, so I figured, no, I don't think he's going to help me inject myself with this because he was like, don't do it.
Oh, that guy.
I would not recommend this.
The C blocker.
Yeah. But this is the guy who also told me to get the COVID shot.
Dude, and he's not your doctor. Please stop saying that. He gives you medical counsel. This is some guy who gives him medical counsel, who's not a doctor, who's given him horrific advice. Also the same guy that put you on meth. So maybe yeah, you need a new medical counsel person.
Well, listen, my doctor? Me, at the end of the day. Because I know more most of the time. But so anyway, I'm still considering doing it. I got to get my eye and health back in order so I'm back up and running and then worry about the peptides. Right. But anyway, so I emailed that company and I said, hey, I'd like some info. Like, am I under guidance if I buy this from you? Do I see like a doctor in your facility? How does this work? And I signed my name, Will Koontz. And I got an email back and a guy goes, is this Will from The Bone?
No.
And I was like, yes. And I was waiting because, Yeah, I was kind of waiting for that. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm kind of nervous because I don't want this guy to like kill me.
Sure. I mean, this. Your information's on there. Your address is on there. Phone number.
Or just give me bad peptides.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that.
Or like on purpose. I don't know. So I was like, yeah, that's me. And he was like, sent me an email back and he was like, oh man, I love you. Oh. And I was like, oh, sweet.
Can I get
hell yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to call him and talk to him. It makes me a little nervous though, that I don't know if I trust a company like this that listens to me. You know what I mean? I'm a little dubious.
Just because they listen to you doesn't mean they follow your advice or have done anything.
I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable a little bit.
This guy is a fan.
I know.
Why?
He's got great taste. Don't get me wrong. Clearly. But he listens to The Bone and that makes me like, uh-oh.
So what do you want him to listen to?
I don't know. Classical music?
Oh, okay.
Only? Podcasts like
Owens,
no audio books on medical stuff and peptides and philosophy, and then maybe some NPR.
Ew,
I know, but that would make me feel better. But no, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm not
worried about it.
And sorry, is this the doctor or this is just the guy that like?
I don't think there's any doctors involved.
Zero doctors.
It's zero doctors. It's just like people who kind of know about this stuff. It's new and they just opened up a business and there's little loopholes.
Got it. Say less.
Little loopholes that they can go through to be able to sell this stuff to the general public.
This reminds me of the pill mills of like the 90s when everyone was taking OxyContin.
Oh, it was great. That was so great. I remember that time well.
Like not because I wanted to be on OxyContin or opioids, but just because just how easy it was. Not even just with opioids, but you know, you wanted Xanax, whatever. You wanted Percocet, whatever. Like, yeah. People didn't get Vicodin, whatever.
Vicodin's like, easy. That's nothing. That's
Child's play. Take it. I did have, like, some adjacent situation with medical stuff yesterday. Oh, yeah? And it was amazing. I just really have to give hats off to technology. I know we talk a lot about how terrible it is and it's only going in one direction and no one's going to have a job. We're all going to be eating mush off, you know, made in a lab somewhere because no one's going to have a job in 20 years. But I wanted to get, do you know what Trenton Owen is?
No, I do not.
So I've recently, and by recently, I mean the last 6 months, taken a lot of interest in skincare.
Okay.
Because I'm old.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to preserve.
Oh, happy birthday, by the way. It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. Yeah. Yes. I'm 39 years old.
You know what?
I've completed my 39th year.
Yes. You're in your 40th year.
I'm in my 40th year of life. So my face is fading fast. And I've taken an interest in skincare, and I've been watching hours and hours and hours of videos over the last 6 months. And basically, I came to the determination that you just need like a few things. Everything else is a gimmick. You need like four basic things. And one of those things is, well, the brand name is Retin-A, but the ingredient is called tretinoin. It's a retinoid that basically helps you boost collagen, but you need a prescription, which I was like, damn it. So I was looking online the other day and I was like, how can I get my hands on this? There must be some like telehealth medicine. Like, I don't want to go and have to pay $200 to talk to a dermatologist who's like, yep, you're old. Here's, you know, retinoid. So I went on freaking Amazon Pharmacy, talked to an AI assistant for free. They made me put all my information, put a picture of my ugly mug saying like, look at all these wrinkles. And then I submitted it. They send it to an actual physician. The physician was like, correct, you are old and ugly. You do need this. And then they gave me a prescription. And not only that, then you can just buy it. And I had a gift card, so I had some left over. So I bought it. And then you don't even have to pick it up at a pharmacy. It was delivered to my house 12 hours later.
It's amazing.
It was insane. I didn't have to talk to anybody. I didn't have to go to a pharmacy. I didn't have to pay for an initial appointment. And I had this prescription grade ointment at my house 12 hours later. It was absolutely incredible. And I said, GD, that is insane in the membrane. Hats off to technology.
I know this has been said before, but anyone who thinks that Jeff Bezos should not be a billionaire, that story right there should convince you.
I didn't have to, alone. I did not have to pay for an initial appointment. I didn't have to talk to anybody. I didn't have to go to a pharmacy. I didn't have to show any human being my identification. I didn't have to drive anywhere. And I had a gift card, which was just luck. So it was $0 for me. Amazing. And three refills in the bank.
Nice. How much was it?
It was $20 for like a 20-day supply.
And you don't have
expensive.
Oh, it is kind of expensive.
But you know, starting out, you're supposed to use it like every other day because it can be kind of hard on your skin. Last night was my first night using it. Zero symptoms. So we're going back to back days, baby. Let's go.
It's really not that, like, even prescriptions. I don't have insurance, but prescriptions, like, I get that good RX. You heard of that?
It helps.
And you do that. And I think the antibiotic I'm on now is $50. But that's not too bad, really.
No.
Although I do hear horror stories, like my buddy posted on Facebook that he got a fungal infection in his eye. And they prescribed him these eye drops and they're charging him $1,200. But I'm like, dude, that's gotta be, you can apply for like grants. Like, they're not gonna let you rot away with fungus in your eye. I don't think so.
Would they?
I don't know. I got to message them. Because I feel like you reach out to the company and be like, I don't have that money. And then they go, okay, it's $50. And then they like give you a grant or something.
New phone, who dis?
Or that. Or
they don't care if you live or die. That's the thing. They just feel not care.
I just feel like there was that Martin Shkreli guy.
Yeah, who Pharma Bro.
Got in trouble for, buying a medication and then bumped it up. But I never really did find out what really happened with that or what he went to prison for or anything like that. But I remember him saying like, it's $1,000, but there's like grants through companies. And I don't know.
I remember him saying that the cost doesn't go to the consumer. It goes to the insurance company. Like, he was trying to gouge the insurance companies
right,
or something.
Right.
Like, he was smarter than people gave him credit for, but I never really heard him out.
Well, he went to prison.
I know he did. So there must be something there.
Well, not necessarily, but he still went to prison.
I mean,
so, you know, people who lobby for the insurance company, because he said, hey, can you throw this guy in prison? And some politician went, sure.
I see.
But yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe to do something.
Sure.
Anyway, 813-693-2124, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Things since COVID have not been great, Anna. There's been a lot of children who have suffered from the lack of schooling, have fallen behind in their studies. And let's face it, Americans were not doing great. Before we weren't really doing great in academics.
What was our biggest problem? Are you talking about academic wise?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, everyone everyone had autism then. It's worse now.
Yeah.
But yeah, COVID certainly didn't help.
No.
No.
It didn't help. Mm-mm. And we're getting to the point now where people don't know how to use the potty. Uh-oh. Where children don't know how to use the potty. This is from Pasco County school leaders say that potty training problems persist post-pandemic. Let's check this out from WFLA.
It's like USF.
Come on.
There are certain responsibilities that are parental responsibilities that they must own when they send their students to school and have them prepared.
Pasco County school leaders say there are certain habits that should be well established before sending your kids to school.
And that includes potty training. The superintendent brought it up during a board meeting this week. News Channel 8's Victoria Lucas joining us live with a story.
I know that parents aren't like very involved sometimes, but how do they get to skip the go to diapers to potty training to school? Like, there's even bad parents still had to deal with putting their child on the toilet at some point, you would think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just messing their pants.
Yeah, but just because you're... But the thing is, you're training. So it's not like you've been trained. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're still learning. They know the basics, but they're still learning.
Yeah, and also, just briefly, I learned that... when kids sleep, like there's a like a hormone or something that doesn't kick in until they're like four. So that's why they always like the bed.
Mm.
But for us adults, like when we have to pee really bad, we wake up. Like that's a hormone. I forgot what it's called, but it doesn't kick in. So even if they're potty training and during the day, they're fine. They might mess themselves at night.
I don't remember peeing the bed when I was a kid. I'm sure I must have, but I don't have recognition of it. Anyway.
Victoria, this is a serious problem for teachers.
It sure is, and Pasco County school leaders say they are stressed because you've got kindergartners and first graders coming into the classroom with diapers, causing a major distraction in an already demanding learning environment.
We are not their parent.
Pasco County school.
Okay, so they are just wearing diapers.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's not good.
What is going on? I mean, I know that it broke a lot of people. I've watched the COVID pandemic break human beings. I've worked with them. I know them very well. But how does this happen? I don't even know where to begin.
Maybe it's because your mom is Gen Z. You think it's he's not ready. He doesn't want to be ready. He doesn't want to do it. I don't want to tell my kid no.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that.
Maybe it could be that. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're right. It just seems like it's easier. If I were to have a child, I'd be like, we were going to get you on the toilet as soon as possible. Because I don't like wiping my own butt,
let alone
somebody else's.
Right.
Like, it would be priority number one for me.
School's superintendent, Dr. John Legg, with a strong message about potty training at the district's latest school board meeting.
It puts a tremendous stress on our kindergarten teachers mm-hmm. to have kindergartners and first graders in diapers in school. And you would think, well, that doesn't occur. Yes, it does.
School leaders say they have been seeing this as a growing issue since the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's part of being a parent, a good parent.
Maggie Conti has an 8-year-old daughter and says the pandemic gave her extra time.
We got started early, so she was done by like 2.5, 3. That makes me feel bad for the kids and the lack of parenting that they're receiving, because that is definitely the parent's job.
General practitioner Dr. Luke Williams says this can become a bigger issue.
You know, it creates a sanitation issue. A lot of times, you know, soil diapers, bacterial illnesses, viral illnesses, skin irritation for the kids, and even urinary tract infections these kids can develop by sitting in diapers for prolonged periods of.
When are you supposed to be out of diapers?
I think by like 2 or 3.
They have like the pull-ups, right? Which are kind of like a
underwear.
Brief diaper hybrid that maybe are a little less absorbent, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then you transfer into just normal, you know, undies.
I think by 4 you should be potty trained, and maybe if you're like wetting the bed at night, that's, you know, happens sometimes, but you should be done basically by 4.
I mean, if you drink enough, you can wet the bed.
Sure, of course.
I had dated a woman like that. I know firsthand. Woke up. Oh, there's nothing like having a good time. Let's just say going out to bars on a Friday night, being totally hammered, feeding yourself, heating up leftover pizza, shoving it in your face, and then passing out in a bed, only to be awoken with your back totally covered in a substance that is, this doesn't smell like sweat. And then you find out that it's pee-pee from your partner all over your back. I got peed on so many times, not in a fun way, not in a sexy time way. Just woke up in a puddle of her pee-pee. I really thought about getting her some sort of adult diaper when she drank.
Depends.
Yeah, because, what am I supposed to do here?
She must have been pretty hot if you're willing.
She was.
Okay.
Yeah, she was. I put up with it for a long time.
Do I know this person?
No, I think it was before.
Damn.
Her name was Jessica.
Yeah.
But I've had dark hair.
I know of her because of where I was seated at the wedding.
Yeah.
You put me next to a guy who was friends with like her older sister.
No, that's Jessica one. This was Jessica two.
Oh.
Yeah. A couple Jessicas in my time. All right, we got to go. We're going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. We'll continue this on. So make sure you sign up for the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Join us Wednesdays at 6 p.m. over at willsyoutube.com or YouTube. You can subscribe to YouTube and get the whole thing. So we hope to see you next week at Wednesday at 6 p.m. Radio St. Pete. If not, we'll talk to you whenever we're on there. Thank you. Love you. Goodbye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.